Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, March 25th. U.S. equities ended mostly lower in a quiet range-bound Monday session, with modest downside in S&P 500 and NASDAQ after capping off the best weekly gain of the year on Friday. The Dow finished down 0.41%, the S&P 500 finished down 0.31%, the NASDAQ finished down 0.27%, and the Russell 2000 finished up 0.10%. Today's laggards included airlines, software, life sciences, road and retail, multis, machinery, household products, money center banks, apparel and retail, casual diners, managed care, and beauty. Big tech was mostly lower, though NVIDIA and Tesla were standouts. Outperformers included E&Ps, oil services, oil majors, industrial metals, paper and packaging, insurance, biotech, discount retail, and telecom. Treasuries were weaker across the curve after last week's rally. Today's auction of $66 billion in twos met with weak demand. $67 billion in fives and $43 billion in sevens are still to come this week. The dollar was weaker on the euro and sterling crosses, and little changed versus the yen. Stronger yuan fixing the story in foreign exchange. Gold finished up 0.8%. Bitcoin futures are up 10.5%. WTI crude settled up 1.6%, and there's some focus on Russia ordering producers to cut output to meet OPEC targets. It was a very uneventful session to start the holiday-shortened week. There was some talk about overbought conditions following last week's rally. Also, there was some early focus on China headwinds for select tech names. In addition, multiple firms have flagged potential headwinds from month and quarter-end rebalancing dynamics. Seasonally weak equity inflow period is another potential area of caution, along with the recent start of the corporate buyback blackout period. Dollar strength was also mentioned as an overhang. Bulls are focused on dovish Fed messaging and resilient macro, along with sell-side strategists' target upgrades. It was very quiet in terms of headlines. There was a bit of Fed speak, though nothing shifted the narrative. Goolsbee said despite some murkiness in the current data, he sees three cuts in 2024. Bostic reaffirmed his view that only one rate cut may be appropriate this year. Cook advocated a careful approach to further policy adjustments. There's a light economic calendar as well. February new home sales came in a bit weaker than consensus. The report was the first housing data point to come in softer than expected this month after March builder confidence, housing starts and permits, and existing home sales all beat. Chicago Fed's National Activity Index swung back to positive territory for February. March Dallas Fed manufacturing activity weakened further, with respondent commentary leaning more cautious. Employment index again in positive territory, but down 4 points to 1.5. Consumer confidence in Richmond Fed manufacturing index is out on Tuesday, along with February durable goods orders and January FHFA house price index. Thursday brings February pending home sales and weekly jobless claims. February PCE inflation is the highlight of the week on Friday, though the market will be closed for Good Friday. Fed Chair Powell is also scheduled to speak on Friday. Moving on to corporate news, Boeing CEO Calhoun announced plans to step down. New York Times had the latest article on Apple iPhone headwinds in China. China introduced new policies banning chips from AMD and Intel on government PCs and servers. An FT article highlighted a pickup in insider selling at tech sector companies, highlighting names such as Meta, Amazon, and Palantir. Disney was upgraded at Barclays. A Bloomberg report noted the FAA may prevent United Airlines from adding new routes following a series of safety incidents. Another Bloomberg article said a number of firms are interested in Johnson Controls International's HVAC assets, which could be worth about $5 billion. Ingersoll Rand is to acquire ILC Dover in an approximately $2.3 billion deal. Massimo reportedly will face a second proxy battle with Politan Capital. Lucid Group announced a $1 billion investment from an affiliate of Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. GoodRx Holdings finished up 7.4% upon an upgrade at Wells Fargo. Also, Foot Locker finished up 6.1% upon an upgrade at Evercore. Meanwhile, Dyne Therapeutics finished down 7.7% as President and CEO Joshua Brum stepped down to pursue a career in healthcare. That's it for today's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Have a good evening, everyone.